Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My grandson can say woof, Warren. Woof.
So his first word is woof.
Woof, yes, it may have been. Well, he's been around the dogs all his life. He's not afraid of any dog. I got a great story. Warren Eckstein is here, who won an award last Saturday night for being the coolest cat in town. Literally and figuratively, Warren has been supporting efforts to save dogs. The shelters that are all around Los Angeles have all benefited from Warren's help over the years. This was a specific one, so he got an award from these folks. Well deserved. I was happy. Thank you for inviting me. I was happy to be there. I enjoyed meeting your nephew, who is in Smallville. What else is he in, though?
He's in something else. He did Smallville for 7 years. He played on Lex Luthor. Now he has a new show on TV Land, second season, called Impastor.
Really? Which is a great show. And by the way, Warren, he was phenomenal as Lex Luthor on Smallville.
He plays a pastor and he's Jewish? How's that? That's pretty good acting, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
That's television.
Dougie.
What? What's wrong with that? That was an observation on my part. And I think it was a good, interesting observation. But he's a good kid. I enjoyed him. And
it's a lot of fun.
It was his brother was with him, right? The other?
Yeah, his brother Eric is also with him. Also works in the production business and restaurant business as well.
Yeah, right. But it was nice.
They're all wealthier than me. It's really bugging me, Doug. Yeah.
You'll be okay, Warren. Anyway, Warren deserves the award for 30-some-odd years, been on the air with a pet show. He's here every week and every day, actually, on this program. Give us helpful tips and tell stories about animals. So we'll get to those in just a moment.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy, cheap psychological trick that will have your kid begging for a bath? Well, it's tough getting many a kid tubbed and scrubbed, but fortunately, there's a way to get the kid in the tub every day. Here's the developmental science of it. Try theme baths. This is a good way to handle reluctant bathers. You know, you could make a toy fishing pole and let your kid pretend to catch rubber fish, but please, no real hooks. Or how about silly bath nights? Still, one of my favorites. Not only use lots of bubble bath and silly string, but blow bubbles too. And then there's water balloon bath night. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make bathing fun with theme nights, and then as they get into the routine of the bath, the fun bath can turn into just one night a week. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turntable, you're a DJ playing music in a social room of choice. Fun idea, full of bugs. Needs Facebook to work? Turntable struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Warren Eckstein is here, the pet expert. The intruder report from Australia. Vicky and Michelle came home to find something lounging on their bed, wrapped up in a blanket. Wasn't a robber. It was a koala bear who had come into their house through the doggy door. What do you suppose we would do if we're... And the reason I tell you the story is because this morning when I get up, I left all the doors open to my house here on the beach in Santa Monica. And I'm getting up to go on the air, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking down, and I see something, and I'm thinking, hey, what the hell is this? So all the doors are open, all the windows are open, because it's a nice warm night. Some kind of, it wasn't a cat, but something that looked like a cat had come in and was nosing around. And I'll tell you something, if you don't think that brought me up with a start. Woo!
Something that looked like a cat, but it wasn't a cat.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know.
Let's
what it
was. Let's go back to the fact that you're sleeping in Santa Monica with your doors open.
Yeah.
Well. What's the matter with you? You're lucky it wasn't a dude that was crawling around your bathroom.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. As long as we're with the cats.
Yes.
The Larry the cat is the only thing staying on 10 Downing Street. Everything else is changing. The new lady who's coming in, the chief executive officer, apparently has a chief mouser to deal with. There are a lot of rodents in that building at 10 Downing Street, so they've had a cat there for a long time, Warren.
I think it's a great idea. You know, there's a lot of hotels in New York, some famous hotels that, like the Algonquin, for example, a famous Algonquin hotel.
Yeah.
They've had cats living there for years and years and years, I guess, to keep the rodent population under control, but also to kind of smooth and calm down some of the people that stay there as well.
Really? What a great idea. Congratulations to Warren Eckstein. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.